This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm. It's 104.4
FM.
You are listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. Today's programme offers a mini retrospective of Glenn Branca, a composer and guitarist who died in May of this year, aged 69. According to a Facebook post by his wife, the experimental guitarist Reg Bloor, Branca died of throat cancer. Branca was born in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and started playing the guitar at the age of 15 and also created tape sound art collage pieces. After attending York College in 1966 to 1967, he started a cover band called The Crystal Ship in the summer of 1967. In the early 1970s, Branca studied theatre at Emerson College in Boston. And in 1973, he moved from Boston to London with his then-girlfriend, Meg English. No relation, I can assure you. He moved back to Boston in 1974, where he met John Rayberger and began experimenting with sound as the founder of an experimental theatre group called Bastard Theatre in 1975. Working out of a loft on Massachusetts Avenue, they wrote and produced the music theatre piece Anthropophagoi. I hope that's the right way to pronounce it. Anthropophagoi, yeah. For a two-week run. In 1976, the Bastard Theatre's second production was What Actually Happened, at a loft in Central Square, Cambridge, and later at the Boston Arts Group. All the music for Bastard Theatre productions were original compositions by Branca or Rayberger and were performed live by the actor musicians. Branca and the conceptual artist Jeffrey Lone formed the band Theoretical Girls, which dissolved eventually in 1981. And a quote from Branca, "I came to New York to do theatre, but I came here to see all my punk heroes too," Branca told Noisy in 2016. As it turned out, everyone was on tour. You couldn't see Patti Smith or television or the Ramones. There was nothing happening. The other punk bands were more like power pop commercial shit. I wanted to do experimental rock. I mean, really experimental. Like long-form performance art rock music. The fact is that Theoretical Girls came up in that vacuum. And according to these CD notes, Theoretical Girls were Glenn Branca, Jeff Lone, Margaret DeVice or DeWeese, and Wharton Tears. It's not clear who first coined the term no wave. Weasel Walter recalls seeing it used in the New York Rocker to refer to the May 78 artist's space show that eventually resulted in the influential Brian Eno-produced album No New York, which featured tracks by DNA, Mars, Contortions and Lydia Lunch's band Teenage Jesus and The Jerks. In print, I've seen the term actually credited to Lydia more than once, he states. True, it's vague, but that's the beauty. It doesn't necessarily denote any particular style of music making, just a certain nihilistic attitude toward deconstructing rock music, pure and simple. A certain level of ugliness and dissonance. There were two factions of so-called no-wave bands at the time. The No New York bands were primarily based in the East Village, while other less documented bands like Theoretical Girls, Gynecologists, and various other Rees Chatham units were situated around Soho, West Village. The attitude from the East Village bands was that they were more street and that the West Siders were all pretentious artistes. Originally, there were supposed to be more bands on No New York, but somebody on the East Side talked Brian Eno out of including them. Glenn Branca's version of the story confirms Walter's hypothesis. We were referred to as the fifth band on the No New York record. Supposedly, there were going to be 10 bands on the album with two cuts each. I think that when Eno hooked up with the East Village bands, they convinced him that they were the real No Wave. They had his ear. None of us ever met him, as far as I know. It's hard to say what impact the Theoretical Girls had on anything. They were pretty eclectic musically. So today's programme will start with the early stuff from a CD called Branca Songs 77 to 79, which is material recorded by the Static and Theoretical Girls. The earliest being this previously unreleased track, that is previously before this CD was released, which was about 1997. And this is called Jill. And although this track is placed in the Theoretical Girls section, it's apparently a solo home cassette recording from 1977 with Glenn Branca on vocals and guitar. Thank you.
hell. Lending too hard, not outpouring, but pissing, pouring, and pissing still here. This same day has continued for months. But up front it goes down, the dog doesn't understand, and Jill was sought by other beings, and scarred for freeways up on end. Jill was too loose to care, hurt, seen. Still here, the same day has continued for months. But up front it goes down. The dog doesn't understand. The deal was sought by other beings. Cardboard freeways upon end. Jill was too loose to dress in recurring half rooms, cold and wrong. Being a narcissistic Jill. Being a narcissistic Jill. Would be too hard to yell, not outpouring the pissing. Still here, the same day has continued for months, but up front it goes down. The dog doesn't understand. Jill was sought by other beings. Freeways up on end. Jill was too loose to care. Hurt, deceived, drenched. Jill hung, suspended, unended. I must be well programmed. Lifting her dress in recurring half rooms, cold and wrong. Mean and narcissistic Jill. Jill limping, too hard to yell, not outpouring but pissing. Still here, Jill, the same day has continued for months, but up front it still goes down. The dog doesn't understand. Jill was sought by other beings.
Right, well, that's Glenn Branca performing solo, even though it's under the sort of banner of Theoretical Girls, which was a four-piece band. That was Jill from 1977, with Glenn Branca on vocals and guitar. So it seems a bit unfair to not play a short track, at least, by the full ensemble of Theoretical Girls. So this is a track from 1978, also apparently previously unreleased at the date of this CD, which is 1997. This is a 16-track recording. There was lots of hiss on that previous track because it was a solo home cassette recording. This should be, as far as I can tell, is the full ensemble of Glenn Branca, Jeff Lone, Margaret DeWeese and Wharton Tears on Glazened Idols by the Theoretical Girls.
Every day, every week, every moment, but you will not be so stated. Brace me on your back. give you blazoned idols and synthetic imagery. You will rejoice in our cause and swelling up with our most glorious lies, infecting yourselves constantly every day, every waking moment. But you will not be satiated. Brazenly on your bellies, you will wallow in our temples, feeding on our most lethal poisons. And when, like insects or bacteria, you become immune to one kind of poison, we will bring unto you ones more potent beyond even your most exotic imaginings.
Right, that was the Theoretical Girls. Apparently, the Theoretical Girls sort of carried on in one form or another until 1981. But in the meantime, Branca had another band going called The Static. This was Glenn Branca, Barbara S. and Christine Hahn. And The Static existed from 1978 to 1979. And in actual fact, a British audio cassette magazine called Audio Arts released the recording of The Static performing at the Riverside Studios, described even then as pretty lo-fi. So I'll play one thing by The Static. There's a choice of two on here. There's Don't Let Me Stop You or My Relationship. I think we'll go for the slightly longer one, which is Don't Let Me Stop You.
Your fantasy. Even empty eyes, don't let me stop you. You think of things you will not speak of. These things are true and real. You are a part of a life which is false and unreal. You help to contrive it. We'll be right back.
Right. Well, that was The Static, another New York band that existed from 1978 to the end of 1979. That was called Don't Let Me Stop You, headed by Glenn Branca and Barbara S. and Christine Hahn. And from the CD notes, this band was my material entirely except for one song by Barbara. I wrote at least a couple of albums worth of songs for this band. We did a lot more performing than the Theoretical Girls, even a seven-city European tour. And then it refers to the audio cassette magazine, which is called Audio Arts, which released the recording of our show at the Riverside Studios, which might still be available in places. It's pretty lo-fi, though. My first extended instrumental composition for a rock band was written for The Static, and also an instrumental piece on the Ascension album called The Spectacular Commodity was originally performed by The Static as part of an anarchistic no-wave dance piece. Well, that leads on to The Ascension, which was perhaps something of a landmark album, released on 99 Records in New York. And this features 5 guitarists and one drummer: Rosenblum, Lee Ronaldo, Glenn Branca, Sublette, Glenn somebody or other, let me see. Guitars: Ned Sublette, David Rosenblum, Lee Ronaldo, Glenn Branca, bass Jeffrey Glenn, and drums Stefan Wishearth. And the album has a very striking cover by the New York artist Robert Longo, showing two guys in sort of suits with thin black ties. One seems to be helping. One looks like he's been shot. They look like sort of characters maybe from a B movie. One of them's been shot, and the other one is helping him up. Perhaps hence The Ascension. Anyway, I'll play the track The Ascension, which is 13 minutes long, from this album called The Ascension, produced by Ed Balman, recording, etc. Yeah, okay. This is on the original vinyl release. Thank you. Phew. Okay. Well, that's The Ascension by Glenn Branca. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. We're the sort of mini retrospective of the works of Glenn Branca. And that was The Ascension from the album of the same name. Can't see a date on it. I think it's sort of, I don't know, 80s? Early 80s. I'll have to find the date. I can't see it now. I saw Branca at the Festival Hall performing Devil Choirs at the Gates of Heaven, which might be a play on the idea of angelic choirs at the gates of hell, I suppose. He sort of flipped it round, which involved one drummer and a line of guitarists. I can't remember exactly how many. Maybe there were 20 guitarists sort of from one side of the stage to the other with one drummer, and it was very loud. There were sort of warnings about it. Actually, it didn't seem... There were sort of warnings about the volume, but it was tolerable. Branca also famously conducted a symphony of 100 electric guitars at the base of the World Trade Center just months before the 9/11 attacks. In 2008, he was honored with the prestigious Grants to Artists Award from the Foundation for Contemporary Artists. And in 2009, for the New York Times, Branca surmised that new music is just the old music again. We seem to be on the edge of a paradigm shift. He continued, orchestras are struggling to stay alive. Rock has been relegated to the underground. Jazz has stopped evolving and become a dead art. The music industry itself has been subsumed by corporate culture, and composers are at their wits' end, trying to find something that's hip but still appeals to an audience mired in a 19th century sensibility. And in my sort of brief research into some of the facts about Branca, I came across a book called Fearless, The Making of Post-Rock by Janet Leach, which I think was published last year. And there is... struggling to find it now. There's a quote by John Cage somewhere, which seems quite interesting. Oh, yes, in 1982, John Cage compared Branca's music to fascism. A quote from him. He says, "I felt negatively about what seemed to be the political implications. I wouldn't want to live in a society like that," he said. "It is not a shepherd taking care of his sheep, but a leader insisting people agree with him." I'm not sure I agree with that. I think I would have thought the idea of this sort of 20 guitarists or even 100 guitarists is sort of quite democratic, really, and unless they're all just doing as they're told, which is unlikely, given the individuals that would have constituted such an outfit. And then, of course, there was the connection with Rhys Chatham, who also did large ensembles of guitarists. Branca and Chatham crowded the rock out of their guitar immensity, filling any gaps to create overpowering sound. They were also a living challenge to the notion that noise came from a lack of ability. They brought the idea four square into New York punk, that talent and schooling could cause the roughness and the distress. Moreover, between them, Branca and Chatham provided practical training grounds in their ensembles for unconventional guitarists of all hues. All right, so time is rattling on. So I'm going to play another long track. This is... From a double-sided, an LP that obviously they've all got two sides, but this one had Glenn Branca on one side and John Giorno, the poet, on the other. So I'll play the Glenn Branca side, which is music by Glenn Branca for the dance Bad Smells, choreographed by Twyla Harp, produced by... Anyway, this is from 1982... Let's see if I can figure out which is Gram 1 and Gram 2. They've been keep swapping over here. And now it's... OK, it's on the left-hand side. Yeah. Yeah, you've been listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And we just about got time to get that in. That was music by Glenn Branca for the dance Bad Smells, choreographed by Twyla Tharp. And the guitarists on that were Thurston Moore, Lee Ronaldo, David Rosenblum, Ned Sublett, Glenn Branca, bass Jeffrey Glenn, drums Stephen Wish.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.